Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, so happy you're here. Today I'm going to be talking about how to overcome jealousy and insecurities, and more specifically I'm going to be talking about retroactive jealousy. And if you don't know what that means, not to worry, you will very shortly. Jealousy can come up from time to time in any relationship. However, there is a difference between a healthy, jealous, passing thought and an outright obsession, fear, and control from jealousy thoughts. Nick and Ali came to me for help because Ali was consistently worried that she did not have enough information on Nick's past relationship history. The answers Nick gave her were not good enough and didn't make sense to her, so she wanted to learn everything she could about Nick's past relationships. She went through his Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, photo albums to find out more. Nick was angry and found it intrusive. He could not understand why Ali wanted to know so much about his past. After all, it was the past, and before they even got together, Ali was consistently fighting to find out more information from him, and when he closed up, she went digging on her own, becoming a private investigator almost. And then she would present such information, hack old email accounts, and accuse him of lying. Nick tried his best to calm Ali's fears. He tried to reassure her, but he soon was getting tired and fed up. He became more distant and snappy. And then Ali saw this as a sign that something more was to be found, that something was off. And this led to more questions, and they were stuck in a negative cycle. They loved each other so much, and they missed the fun, great passion and times they had when they first met, before Ali became so concerned with Nick's past. The jealousy was ripping through their connection more and more each passing day. Time was being wasted. Both even considered throwing in the towel. Yet they loved each other so much, and they knew deep down that they were soulmates. But neither knew how to rectify the situation and live happily. As a relationship specialist, I have couples who often approach me for support to help with jealousy. Jealousy affects many relationships, and retroactive jealousy is slightly different. As you can see from that example, retroactive jealousy is where a partner finds it hard to let go of all the obsessive thoughts of their partner's history, including but not limited to their past relationships, their past sexual partners, wanting to know how their sex life was, how many different times they've had sex, how many people, etc. Often it can mean that the person is really struggling to digest that their partner has had different kinds of intimate relationships or connections. They may be very happy in their relationship, but then something triggers one, the person suffering from the jealousy, and they want to know everything. Exactly where they went on dates, where they went on holidays, what they said to each other, and it can be exhausting for both in the couple. And of course, when a couple are having issues because of retroactive jealousy and the partner is still in touch with their ex because they share children or they share a pet, of course, they're going to be consistently in communication with their ex. And that's where retroactive jealousy can come in and be combined with jealousy in the present. Sometimes people feel completely threatened by an ex-wife, an ex-husband that they share children with, wondering if they want their old partner back, wondering if they think of their old partner, annoyed that if they feel that their old ex-partner is controlling them and controlling their relationship together and their life. The difference between general jealousy and retroactive jealousy is retroactive jealousy is jealousy over the past, wondering if your partner perhaps still loves their ex, if they had a better relationship than you do. And this compulsive, often obsessive thinking is basically where someone is constantly comparing themselves to others. It's really painful for the sufferer because they're never feeling quite good enough. And in certain cultures that I work with, having lived in the Middle East now for 15 years, I work with families from India, Pakistan, all over the Arab world, and it's not acceptable even for some cultures to marry someone who has had any form of dating in the past. So they want to know everything, and this can often cause issues in a marriage, issues in a relationship, especially if it comes up years and years later after the couple have been together. And sometimes it can only come up when a proposal is on the table, the wedding is around the corner, and as I mentioned, sometimes it can come up years later. Retroactive jealousy can impact a relationship in many ways. A person may constantly question their partner and find it difficult to accept their partner's past, and this, of course, will then result in angry outbursts, angry silences, and tension. The person who has jealous thoughts often feels out of control and will look for reasons to justify their behaviour and push it often back onto the partner, blaming their partner, telling them that you've caused this. If there has been cheating, inappropriate messages and things like that, in the present relationship, of course, that's going to ignite jealousy, all types of jealousy. Jealousy in the present, jealousy in the past. And that's why I mentioned that there's a huge difference between a healthy jealous thought and toxic jealousy. So healthy jealousy is having a passing thought or a pang of emotion that you feel or think for a second, I wonder if, and then you let it go. So you're having a thought or a pang of emotion and it's not controlling you. It's not consuming you. It's just a natural sign that you love your partner, you're happy in your relationship, you want it to continue and stay together. When it becomes toxic, it consumes a person's mind to the point where they have repetitive thoughts again and again, unless they're keeping busy with other activities. They may wake up in the night, have nightmares, vivid dreams. They may have the urge to check their partner's phone, social media, email accounts, track their whereabouts. And sometimes there may be triggers that also heighten this. Triggers that mainly come up in the work that I do are finding inappropriate messages, collecting phone numbers when out, praise constantly of someone else, and it can heighten an awareness, okay, maybe they've got feelings for someone else because they keep on talking about this other person. And it can be also about white lies being told, things not adding up. These can create a level of jealousy, a level of concern, which is normal given the triggers. And they need to be addressed. They need to be communicated in a calm, constructive way and a resolution found to help a couple move forward. However, when I work with people dealing with retroactive jealousy, I often find that their mind is filled with negative thoughts on repeat. Now, I'm not sure if you heard my other podcast about how our mind works, but according to the latest data in neuroscience, 70,000 thoughts the average person has a day. And 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts that you had today as you had yesterday and the day before and the day before. So people are literally creating their own reality, their own relationship reality with their thinking. And unless we change this with meditations, with unconscious and conscious mind processes together, which is what I do because it's the most effective. I don't believe in just talk therapy. We're going to create the same results. And that's why people think about their problem for years and years and years, and it doesn't make it any better. They know it doesn't make any sense, and yet they can't help it. Or they go to years and years of talking therapy, or talk it through with their partner, talk it through with their friends, their family, and it makes it worse. It certainly doesn't make it better. Many of the people that I work with to help clear retroactive jealousy worry that they can't live up to their partner's sexual past, worry about losing them, don't feel good enough, don't feel attractive enough, have fears that their partner will lose them. Often it results in them giving sarcasm, sarcastic jokes, critical judgments, harmful remarks to their partner, or comments such as, you don't love me, you don't really like me, you think I'm fat, I know you're going to leave me. Like horrible kind of comments digging for reassurance, which over time will be draining for a partner. At first they'll want to help, and then after they'll be tired of this. Many I've helped to break free from retroactive jealousy also want to know about how much their partner's ex-partner was liked by family, friends, colleagues. They'll ask questions like, how often did they see your parents? Were they close? Are they in touch now? What did your friends think of them? What did your workmates think of them? And these kind of thoughts can also be easily changed when we work with the subconscious mind to release the past, release the representations, the projections that someone is carrying in their head. Releasing them is so essential because over time it does affect someone's sleep, overall well-being, energy and enjoyment of life. And if children are involved, it's going to impact them too. If there is children between a partner and their ex, and they're picking up that there's this jealousy between the new partner and the ex-partner for their parent, it's going to feel, and they're going to notice in the body language, that jealousy, comparison, conflict is there. Children are very perceptive. We don't need to say anything, they can feel it. And it may trigger the ex to be more difficult, and this can also create, obviously, problems for the children there and for the partner. So it's very important to release and change patterns of retroactive jealousy. Often they can behave in ways that betrays trust in the relationship, break the trust, compromises the trust between a couple. As I mentioned earlier about Ali snooping, people do get into that habit of snooping, of checking on what people are doing, on scrolling through their partner's photos, analysing the past, looking for triggers and symbols and signs to see, are they safe and secure? And it rarely helps. Even if they do find nothing, that will only calm them down often for a day, maximum a few days, and then their mind will trigger, I need to see if I'm safe again. And this is not the way to feel safe. This is not the way to feel secure in a relationship. Due to the obsessive thoughts and rituals, many mental health professionals place retroactive jealousy under the umbrella of obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. Retroactive jealousy pushes an individual to be so consumed by their negative thoughts that they become so insecure, it affects the way that they behave. And these behaviors then become a ritual, just like someone who is suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder. And they begin to want to control their partner and repeat rituals and words, comments that they say, questions that they ask. In fact, checking someone's social media can become an addiction. I've worked with people to break free from that addiction. I've also worked with a couple recently to help them release this through doing a breakthrough session with them each, because the wife was consistently insisting that her husband take photos everywhere he went. And that was 2.5 years later after a cheating event happened. And is that sustainable? I said to the couple, if you are asking your husband to send photos everywhere he goes for the rest of his life, every time he sends you a photo, you are focusing on the past and the negativity and what you don't want. You are reinforcing the belief, I cannot trust my husband. Every time he sends you a photo, he's feeling resentment and he is feeling she's never going to get over this. So this is creating a lot of negativity in the relationship. And when I did a breakthrough of personal intensive with them each individually, released the trauma within the 3 days, there was no longer this need to take photos. They felt happy, at peace, and are now really, really thriving. It's a false sense of security to get into these rituals. Of course, sometimes it can be natural for a few weeks. However, long term, it really does not bring any positivity to a relationship. And I help couples to rebuild that trust in other ways, taking other actions to do that. Often, when people do have and develop retroactive jealousy to a consuming level, it has a lot to do with their past. For example, history of feeling undervalued or not worthy enough in their childhood, traumatic experiences that have instilled fear or anxiety into their mind, previous partners cheating or betraying their trust. I mentioned Nick and Ali earlier. Ali reached out to me and booked a 20-minute personal call on my website. This is a free introduction call that I give people if they're considering working with me. And it was evident that Ali was suffering, not because Nick didn't love her, but because since childhood she'd been comparing herself to others negatively. She had read many self-help books, was exercising and writing a gratitude journal most days, but nothing was working. She had tried traditional counselling and it talked over the past, but it didn't make a difference because all she was doing was just repeating the same events and feelings. Yes, she did gain from the counselling an understanding of her problems, but they did not go away. In fact, she felt worse because in her relationship when she reacted with this jealousy, she felt more guilt and more hopeless and would look for more reasons why she couldn't trust Nick to justify her own behaviour. In the end, she booked my 3-day intensive breakthrough package, which is basically where I do a deep intervention, 3 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours over 3 days, which creates a super fast change by working with the subconscious mind responsible for all our behaviours, all our thinking, all our emotions, all our perceptions and projections. And when we work with the unconscious mind and change things there, we can make lasting change in literally a few days. In the first day, we discovered that at 11 years old, when she first attended public school for the first time, she made a decision that she would never be good enough and that so many other girls were better than her. She decided then that she was easily replaceable. After that, she carried that throughout her adult life, fearing that she would easily be replaced in relationships, in the workplace. Her fear that she is easily replaceable made her punish herself. She was consumed with worry, self-doubt, and constantly criticizing herself to look better, be better, and achieve more. While she became very successful in her career, it also made her very miserable because she was constantly motivating herself by telling herself to do more and do more and do more, be better and better. She worried all the time in her relationships if men really loved her. She worried in her career if her managers liked her, if her colleagues thought she was good at what she did. And the really sad thing was that even though she was really receiving a lot of praise at work, a lot of love in her relationships, she couldn't feel that love because she had closed her heart. She'd closed off herself to receiving those positive messages and actions. She couldn't believe or feel that she was good enough. And that pattern was actually present in many of her relationships and throughout her career history. And when we removed and got rid of that limiting decision that she's easily replaceable, and she replaced that with the feeling that I'm not easily replaceable, that I'm special, that I'm creative, that I'm attractive, that I have a lot to offer and give in a relationship, that any man that she chooses to be with is lucky to have her, that she's going to absorb the positive comments from her employer, her whole life changed, literally within those few days. Because it's so freeing when we change that at the subconscious level, when we change that belief, a shift happens. She felt instantly lighter and free, and she started to see her worth. She started to feel open. She felt elevated, happy, and was thriving. She recognized that she had been comparing herself to others all of her life and was completely exhausted. The reason that it made such a big shift is because whilst the mind can understand wholeness conceptually, mentally, only the heart can feel wholeness. And when we freed this in the mind, it freed it in her body, and she was able to feel the love. In fact, one of the biggest reasons that people book these 3 days intensives with me is because they don't feel good enough, and they recognize that they also project this on their partner, as in they never feel good enough, and then anything their partner is never good enough, and their partner will often say to them, nothing I do is ever good enough, and they will often think inside themselves, yeah, you're right. Nothing you do is ever good enough. And that's because they have created a belief that nothing they do is ever good enough. And this can create, obviously, another cyclic pattern of negativity between a couple. So if this is resonating with you, do feel free to go to my website, nicolabeer.com, and book a free 20-minute call if you're interested to learn more from me about this process. So here are some tips. If you have retroactive jealousy, no matter what the reason is behind feeling this way, there are things you can do to work through these feelings and build on a happier, healthier relationship. First of all, you can stop and ask yourself, is this a fact or am I assuming? Whenever a thought comes up or a situation is discussed with your partner about his or her past, take a few moments to write down your thoughts and then identify whether these things you are thinking are actually true or you're assuming things. More often than not, as a situation occurred in the past, our thoughts are assumptions, or they're just simply made up. You've probably all heard of the acronym for FEAR, false evidence appearing real. Is it false evidence appearing real? Is this fear false evidence appearing real? Ask yourself that question. It's so important to remind yourself, what is really true here? Am I making assumptions? The second thing is to work on building your own confidence and self-esteem. It goes without saying that a more confident person, a person with high self-esteem, will experience less jealousy, less intrusive thoughts. And if those thoughts come up, they will just dismiss them. They won't feed them their attention. When we feed our thoughts attention, when we give them our attention, our focus, our energy, that's when we feel it in the body. That's when those thoughts have a hold on us. And that's when we repeat them again and again and again and create our own reality by these repetitive thoughts. And on my website, I also have actually a free self-confidence and self-esteem boosting meditation. The third thing you can do is work on healing from your past experiences. It's so important to look at, is this a sign that there's something in your relationship that needs rebuilding, reconnecting, addressing? Is it a sign that you might need some support, that you may have, like Ali, created a limiting decision or belief that you're easily replaceable, or that people are going to leave you, or that you're not good enough? Is there anything like that that could be playing out here? Find someone you trust. Find someone you support to help you. And really please remember this, that you do not need to suffer forever with this. You do not need to do long stretched out periods of therapy. You can change it very quickly. People can create a phobia in an instant, and people can heal and change patterns in an instant. People can quit smoking, drinking, fears of flying, fears of elevators, when we're working with the subconscious mind, in literally seconds. So you do not need to suffer. And of course, you may be completely skeptical if you've been feeling and thinking away for a long period of time. I know before I learned all of this about the mind, I also thought, can you really change your life in a day, in a few days? And when you reframe things in your mind, when you release the past, when you make new empowering decisions to live by at that deeper level, when you reprogram your mind, yes, you can make massive changes really quickly. So now I'm going to talk what to do if your partner is struggling with retroactive jealousy. If you're in a relationship with someone struggling to let go of your past, it can be incredibly difficult to figure out what to say, what to do, how to calm them. So here are a few tips that you can apply. One, remember that it's not about you, which is hard because you're like, well, it is about me because they're asking about my past. But often it's just a cry for love, a cry to feel safe and secure. The way that your partner is behaving, of course, there are some actions that you can take. You can incorporate small romantic gestures into your daily life. Trust, as I talked about in my live in the Facebook group last week, and you can go, if you join the Facebook group, you can go and watch my 30-minute video on the 5 C's to rebuild trust. I talk about consistent actions in the relationship that rebuild love, connection, and that sense of togetherness. So do romantic gestures. Do show them through actions that you love them as well as through words. And do take time out for yourself. Do get a break. Sometimes when people go through their partner having lots of jealousy, they can lose themselves. They can stop going out. They can stop seeing friends. They can stop going to the gym. They can stop doing things that make them feel alive to calm their partner's insecurities. And if you give up yourself in the relationship, that's going to lead to 2 miserable people. So you need to have that balance. Loving actions, doing together, time together, and then also time apart to heal and to feel good. So in summary, it's normal to experience some level of jealousy and to have the old jealous thoughts now and again. But when you notice that these thoughts are becoming more frequent and are impacting your behavior in the relationship in a negative way, it's time to start making conscious changes. And if the conscious changes are not working, which for a lot of people sometimes they don't, then seek professional help, someone who helps to reshift the thinking at the deeper level, working with the subconscious mind, because our subconscious mind controls our feelings, our thoughts, our values, our perceptions of events. And once we change that, everything changes. Because you can't really have a problem with the past. You can only have a problem with how you're bringing up the past now. And this is what I help people to shift. If I can help in any way, please do reach out to me. I offer support into the Facebook group. You can join the Facebook group. It's free. You can post a question. The group members will answer. I will answer. You'll also get access to the live videos that I do every week, even if you cannot make the time. It's on a Tuesday night, my lives in the Facebook group. For those in America, a Wednesday. For those in Middle East and Australia, New Zealand. And I also have a Sunday talk where I go into another group that I've created more on life coaching, meditations, dancing, all of those kind of things. Alternative ways of healing and feeling alive. And if you want to join that one as well, you're so welcome. We have a live there every Sunday. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for joining me. Looking forward to connecting with you again in the next podcast. Have an awesome week ahead.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.